This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello everyone, you're listening to AvWeb's continuing audio coverage of AEA 2012 from Nations Harbor, Maryland. I'm in the Trig booth with Andy Davis. Andy, you've just introduced some new VHF radios, and they appear to be nice little small units with remote boxes. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, that's correct. The idea behind the radio is that we have a very small control head so that it can go into the smallest panel, some of the very small light sport type airplanes, but also antiques and things with very limited space behind the panel. The radio itself is a small remote mount box. It can go almost any distance you like from the panel. The audio cables run to the radio rather than to the control head, so there's a little bit of thought required as to how you're going to set the thing up. It's a fairly conventional VHF radio, standard flip-flop. It has the dual watch feature, which is popular in some radios, where you can listen to the standby at the same time as the active, and has a built-in two-place intercom. So the idea is that for the small two-place airplane, this could be almost the only avionics that you have in your panel.
Now, it looks like those will fit in a standard instrument hole or maybe smaller?
That's correct. It will fit in a 2.25-inch round hole, but it will also, we have a kind of a truncated hole size where it will fit in a very small hole, which is a chopped-off 2.25-inch circle.
And what are the specifications on the transmitters?
It's a 6-watt nominal output on the radio, runs on 14 or 28 volts. As I mentioned, it has the two-place intercom for your headsets, but it also will drive a cabin speaker, a conventional aircraft cabin speaker. So, as I say, it's a fairly complete solution.
Are these TSO'd units?
Yes, they will be.
And when do you expect that?
We expect our TSO in July.
And what are the prices on these?
The list price is right around $2,000.
And is it just one model? I'm looking at two of them here, but I see.
Yeah, we actually have two models. The base model, which is called a TY-91, is what I've been describing. That's the 6-watt radio at the $2,000 price. It also has a bigger brother called the TY-92, which is mechanically the same but has a 16-watt power output.
Okay, and we've got the price. Can you give us your website?
It's www.trig-avionics.com.
Thanks very much, Annie.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Andy Davis of Trig Avionics. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AEA 2012 in Nations Harbor, Maryland. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.